This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions, so sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to another episode of Outspoken. Now, today is just Amy and me because Sophie's just too busy for us at the moment.
She is. She's totally snubbed us. Not that we sound sour about it at all.
Yeah, she's had a social event on every weekday, which is very unlike us. So last night she was at the Port Best and Fairest. Tonight she's at a birthday dinner. So we thought we would, you know, just get it done without her. Now, Amy, you have quite a funny story for us, don't you?
Yeah, well, on the weekend, I went out for breakfast and I was in a bit of a hurry because I had to leave breakfast to go to an auction and it was a house that I was quite serious about. I returned to my car and there were two cars blocking me into the car park and I was fuming. I was just like, what am I supposed to do in this situation? I was going to run into the shops, but then I thought, how am I meant to know where these people have gone?
So just key the car, you know?
Yeah. So, and there were no notes or anything. Like there was no note on my car. So thankfully Sophie was nearby and she ended up driving me to the auction. And anyway, missed out on this house. I ended up checking out a few more houses with my mum, which was hilarious. And then she ended up dropping me back at the car park to get my car. Anyway, so we returned about 2 hours later to find that the cars were still there. And my mum was so mad. And she's not somebody who gets angry pretty easily. But I think anytime you wrong one of us, our mum will get really pissed off.
She goes a bit like Red Ross, like yeah. On Friends.
Yeah. So she ended up dropping me off because she had to get a park. And so I spotted a girl and asked her if she knew who the car owners were. Anyway, it ended up being some workers from a restaurant and they came out and begrudgingly moved their cars. There was barely an apology. And
I don't think that would have gone down too well with mum.
Yeah, so mum arrived as they were moving their cars and she had a massive go at them to the point where they ended up locking the doors of the restaurant because they were scared she was going to come in there. And I just thought, good on her, because I just didn't have the guts to say anything. It was just too awkward and I just wanted to leave. But I feel like mums just go that extra mile for their children.
Yeah, well, the best bit was that she didn't stop there. She actually followed up the restaurant with a phone call complaining about it. I think she was trying to like maybe get a free meal for you.
Yeah, well, she said they didn't even offer me a free meal. I thought they're probably spitting it after what went on. But do you, Kate, I've never parked someone in, but I assume like there is some form of etiquette that goes along with it. Yeah. Because apparently they park in the same spots every weekend. So I'm assuming that a lot of people get parked in by these workers.
Yeah, I mean, it's very poor to do that, but I would assume you would at least leave a note on the car being like, hey, I'm just working in this restaurant. Give me a call if you need me to move my car.
I want to know in our Facebook community if anybody has ever been parked in before, or are you somebody that blocks people in, and what is the etiquette around it?
Are you going to move the car?
No, I'm not going to move the car.
Jerk. Oh, you're not?
Well, leave this going. Come on, we'll put it in the garage.
I am not putting it in the garage. It's my space.
Mummy blogger The Midwife Mama has accidentally revealed her Instagram paycheck. Super Sleuth spotted a whiteboard in the background of her Insta story that listed her collaborations, including payment. Firstly, Kate, I actually haven't heard of this mummy blogger. Who is The Midwife Mama?
Yeah, I can't say I follow her either. So her real name is Amelia Lamont, and as her Insta handle suggests, she's a midwife and mum to three children, Alfie, Essie, and Coco. Now, on her website, she offers a range of services for mums and mums-to-be, including a pregnancy guide, birthing classes, and she's even got an online baby store called Ziggy Boo Boo. So
wait,
that sounds like
what's that show called?
Oh, Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, it sounds like Honey Boo Boo.
Well, it's actually kind of a cool name. Well, anyway, so she's got 93,000 followers, so she's quite big in the mummy blogging space.
So now that we know who she is, can you talk us through what actually unfolded online?
Yeah, well, there's a new account on the scene that's holding influencers to account, and it's called Influencers in Trouble. And the account shared a screenshot of an alleged exchange between Amelia and a follower. So it all started when Amelia shared a story of her daughter sleeping under a calming blanket. And Amelia tagged the brand, but she didn't specify if it was an ad or gifted. Now, a follower saw the story and DM'd Amelia saying, "I don't get it. Either way, you're going to say it worked well anyway because they are paying you." Now, Amelia has responded to this follower and said, "Who says they are paying me? How do you know it's not just a gift with T's and C's attached?" Now, the follower hit back with a screenshot of a whiteboard that appeared in the background of one of Amelia's stories and wrote, "You have a list of all of your collaborations on the whiteboard with the amount they are paying you."
Oh my gosh.
Now, taking a look at this list, it is entitled Collabs, and there's about 6 brand names on there, including Calming Blankets and HelloFresh.
Well, the exchange didn't stop there. The Influencers in Trouble page also shared screenshots from another alleged exchange between Amelia and a follower. So allegedly, Amelia wrote, "I have never once not advised when something is not a collaboration. Thirdly, after growing a business for 6 years, I am entitled to earn from it and I don't have to declare to anyone, certainly not yourself, how much I get paid, if at all, for certain collaborations." Her message then went on to say, "So yes, guess what? I will promote Calming Blankets, not because I'm getting paid for them, but because my child has spent 2 whole nights in her bed in a row for the first time ever. Coincidence? I think not. So yes, Calming Blankets are paying me, which I have to legally disclose when I do my stories later on anyways. But guess what? The clothes I promoted today were gifted, and I stated that too. Also, that page you shared it to, guess what? That's defamation. Good luck."
Gosh, another influencer throwing around the word defamation with not really quite an understanding of what it means.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused how it's defamation if she's literally sharing a screenshot of what the woman's written. You're not defaming anybody. That's called fact.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we just thought we'd do a little bit of a refresher about what the rules are when it comes to sponsored posts, because we have done a few episodes which we'll link in the show notes that really go into detail. But essentially, content creators are obligated to disclose when a commercial relationship exists, and this is meant to help consumers determine between advertising and organic content. So ad disclosure is not just required when money changes hands. These days, you actually have to also disclose if you've got a gift or a free product or service. So in terms of the disclosure, it needs to be easily seen by anyone who views the content, and the relationship between the influencer and the company must be clear. So there's actually no set rules on what you have to write, but there are some guidelines given. So you can use certain hashtags like ad or sponsored. You can write in the caption that this is a part of a paid promotion. And you can also verbally disclose the agreement in an Insta story. However, you do have to then add captions or write it verbally on the Insta story, so people watching without sound or who are hearing impaired know that it's a partnership too.
Is it just me, or does it seem like these days consumers of social media content are actually more savvy about the rules around advertising than the influencers themselves?
Yeah, it's so true, because there are so many people jumping on board telling influencers that they're doing the wrong thing, and these influencers don't seem to know what the actual wrong thing is. You would assume that they would just use the native tools on the platform to make it really clear and easy. But I suppose, again, they don't want to, because they don't want to be seen to be always pushing these paid partnerships.
Yeah, well, things got really awkward when Amelia jumped into the comments on the Influencers in Trouble Instagram post. She wrote, "Girls, you got it wrong. It's actually $20,000 for the Calming collab with the monkey laughing face." Someone replied, "Then why didn't you state it's a paid partnership?" To which she didn't reply. It's just like these influencers just are not helping themselves at all. And I wonder how Calming Blankets feel about all of this as well.
Oh, I'd be so pissed off, because not only are you disclosing how much you're being paid, but you're bringing the company into question. Like, she did say, oh, how great the blanket has been for her daughter. But then it's really got murky around what her relationship is with the company.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with Calming Blanket. They haven't done anything wrong. It's her as an influencer who hasn't taken responsibility to actually disclose that this is actually an ad.
Yeah, but the thing with the ad disclosure is it actually comes down to the company as well if they are in partnership with her. So they can be penalized if she doesn't do the right thing.
I do understand that. But from what I can gauge in this situation is that she does have a paid partnership with Calming Blankets, but that's coming up. And I feel like she has just shared an Insta story with her daughter. And she's tagged Calming Blankets, but that's not part of the paid post. But that's where it gets a little bit murky, because it's like, well, you are getting paid later for approved posts.
Well, it's pretty similar to what happened with McDonald's and Cozzy, who's a bit of a South Australian icon. So basically, he's a radio host. He was also on The Biggest Loser about 15 years ago. You might remember him. And
he's actually so lovely as well. He's like well-known in Adelaide for just being a legend.
Yeah, he's very lovable here in Adelaide. So he's got a partnership with McDonald's, and he posted a photo of his family sitting on the couch in Peter Alexander McDonald's pajamas with big bags of McDonald's. Now, he didn't disclose that this was an ad, and this is where, again, it gets murky, because he didn't see it as an ad because he hadn't actually been paid to specifically post that promotion. However, the Ad Standards Board thought, well, you've actually got this overarching contract with McDonald's. And I think this is where brand ambassadors really come into it. So anything that's seen to be sort of highlighting how great that brand is seen as an ad. So you need to, I mean, I think if he had just put hashtag partner, he would have, they would have got away with it.
That's so maybe interesting.
Yeah.
Because I mean, a lot of influencers are just paid per post. So that is a really interesting ruling.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I just think that Amelia really has not dealt with this situation very well at all. I think it's turned into a bit of a PR disaster for her, because she's gone into the comments on the Influencers in Trouble page and started like clapping back at people, and it's gotten really awkward.
Yeah, I think she just needs to step away from the keyboard. I mean, I know it can be really tempting to respond to people, but for her own influencer career, I think she needs to take a step back, because she's not doing herself any favors by what she's posting.
And also, as you were saying before, a lot of people are now getting really savvy around what the rules are. And I feel like if you start picking fights with people on those sorts of pages, people are going to want to get their own revenge and maybe report you to Ad Standards. Or there seems to be this trend of people getting annoyed at influencers and then contacting the sponsors. So
yeah.
I feel like this could start happening and she may lose deals over it.
Right. I'm going to give that woman a piece of my mind.
Judith, please calm down.
No, Peter, I will not be becalmed. We have had, and I never thought I'd utter these words, the holiday from hell.
We thought we'd provide you with a bit of an influencer relationship update, because things are getting pretty murky between some of Instagram's power couples who seemingly have split, but maybe they're back together. So we've touched a lot upon Jonathan Sauer and Madison Woolley, and I will link in the show notes the episode we did where we pieced together some clues that they were hanging out. But now they're just being so overt about it that it's kind of like, are you just doing this for attention?
Well, when you say they, it's really Jonathan that's made it pretty obvious that the pair are back together. So recently, Jonathan shared a mirror selfie of himself on his Insta story, and followers were quick to recognize the unique mirror as being Madison Woolley's. And I had a bit of a laugh, because I do remember, Kate, when we spoke about Jonathan recently popping up in Madison Woolley's YouTube, he was spotted in a mirror as well. So there seems to be a trend with him being the man in the mirror.
Yeah, there really is. He also posted later in the day a photo of this like coconut drink. And I keep seeing this on, I saw Sophie Jane Miller with this coconut drink. I've seen Madison Woolley with it. I feel like I need to go try it. I feel like it'd be right up
my
alley.
It does look pretty amazing.
Yeah. And it was so obvious that it was again at her apartment. So I feel like they're clearly back together, and it's a bit of a soft launch to see how followers are going to take it. I did notice on Jonathan's recent photo, someone asked, are you and Maddie back together? And he didn't reply.
Well, he's poor Jonathan. His dog has just passed away, so he might be leaning on Maddie for a bit of support. But, you know, I actually think they're quite good together. So
yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them back together. I find them quite entertaining together. And I did feel very sorry for Jonathan with his dog, Pablo. That's just horrible. So moving on to the next influencer couple, Talia Skanes and Mitch Third have got tongues wagging after both posting at the same restaurant, Etsu, on the same night. So on Thursday night, Talia first uploaded a photo of, I think it's like Japanese food.
Yeah.
And then Mitch literally an hour later also uploaded a picture of his food at the same restaurant. Now, I did have a very close look at the photos, and it appears that they weren't on the same table, because Talia's had a wooden table and Mitch had a marble table. But the fact that they were still there, like, what's that about?
Yeah. Well, I kind of, these are another couple I'd like to see get back together.
Yeah.
Well, they were also both in attendance at the launch of the Cali Beach Club as well. So it is very interesting.
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing is, when you're an influencer and also living in the Gold Coast, you're going to both be invited to all of these events and be dining at the hotspot. So their paths are most likely going to cross. They do share a lot of friends as well. So it'll be interesting to see if they do get back together.
Mm. On the topic of Mitch Third, Kate, what did you think about his latest drink bottle drop? So he's released this beige-looking drink bottle, which I must say I actually really liked, but it's in collaboration with Mitch Orville.
Well, it really confuses me because, yeah, I did like the drink bottle, but how has it got anything to do with Mitch Orville? Like, the drink bottle is literally just a different color. Like, it's just a color that they don't already sell. So I'm confused how Mitch Orville has been a part of this designing process. Like, did he just choose the swatch of what the drink bottle
maybe is? Maybe. The funny thing is, it's actually so clever because so many people will buy that drink bottle despite having the same drink bottle in another color. Like, people just go nuts for that sort of thing.
But do they? I don't really think it's a very good brand move because a lot of people, like the Orvilles aren't very popular at the moment. And I saw a lot of the feedback was that people wanted to buy the drink bottle but don't want to buy it because it's got Mitch Orville's name attached.
No, I mean, I'm just saying the fact that they keep bringing out new colors, I think that's clever. I think aligning themselves with Mitch Orville at the moment is not the smartest move whatsoever.
Well, on the topic of Mitch Orville and the Cali Beach Club, he was actually in attendance as well with Chloe. So it seems like they're back on track too. Another influencer couple that seems to keep fighting and getting back together. Now, some quite alarming footage has emerged from this event and it was posted in the Over Influencers account. Now, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on because the vision doesn't have any audio. But what you can see is Mitch getting very irate at someone that appears to be maybe his friend or another party goer.
Mm.
Now, if you haven't seen the vision, you've got to cast your mind back to, I'd say, 15 years ago on A Current Affair when there was a man that did an impression of a barking dog. Now, I saw this floating around, and once you see it, you cannot unsee it. It's quite uncanny.
Mm. I thought it reminded me of something. I don't know if it was 15 years ago. It was probably like 10 years ago.
No, but I reckon it would have been. What makes this more interesting is apparently Mitch's sister, Hannah Orville, mentioned something went down at the Cali Beach Club but quickly deleted her post. Now, I haven't actually cited this post, so that is a rumor, but I would be very interested to know what she posted. I think the unfortunate thing is that we don't really know what was going on in that.
Yeah, whether it was, whether it's hard to know whether he was imitating somebody, whether it was a joke amongst friends. I almost feel bad for commenting on it because we actually don't know the context surrounding the video. We only see a split second of him looking very irate. Who knows what was going on?
Yeah, and he was surrounded by friends and one of them appears to be laughing after the incident. So I don't know if it's a case of, you know, when you laugh and something's really awkward or if it was a personal joke and he's mimicking someone or imitating them. So it does seem a little bit unfair for this footage to be out there with no context. I feel like Mitchell Orville is one to jump on his stories and provide some background information. So we are recording this on Friday night. So it will be interesting to see if he does comment over the weekend on what happened.
They came bounding over.
An old job advert posted by Sarah's Day advertising for a personal assistant has raised some eyebrows, as well as a few questions around free work. Amy, can you tell us about Sarah's job advert?
Well, back in May of 2017, Sarah's Day advertised that she was hiring a PA on a Facebook group called Healthy Rigs. Now, isn't this just the sort of group you'd assume that Sarah would be a part of?
I didn't even know groups like this existed. It probably shows what sort of Facebook groups I'm in.
No, so you're not part of the Adelaide. You're not part of the Adelaide Healthy Rigs.
Can't say I am.
So the group was made up of women from around Sarah's local area, and it appears Sarah was an avid poster in this group. So Sarah wrote, "Hiring, at the beginning stages of hiring a PA on a flexible basis, perhaps someone who's currently at uni or wanting some extra income. I wanted to advertise on here first as I need to hire someone I can trust and essentially put my entire life in their hands. Essentially, you need to be ridiculously organized, quick, assertive, proactive, and good with computers. Problem solving and willing to be my right-hand girl/boy for anything, really." Sarah went on to list the...
Not asking for a lot there with that, just, you know, you have my whole life in your hands.
The thing is, how many people who are huge fans of Sarah's Day would just jump at this opportunity?
Yeah, well, I think that Sarah was really banking on a super fan to take up this opportunity because she wrote that the role will be super diverse and can change every day. Sometimes they will be working from home on the computer. Other days you could be running errands with me, sitting next to me in the office or organizing events. Gosh, I can see why she listed someone needed to help her with the grammar, because that sentence was really hard to read out.
She went on to say, there is also a huge opportunity for growth as I need a solid team around me. Once further details have been finalized, payment will be disclosed. For now, it's looking like hourly, half day or daily rates, depending on the week schedule.
So this week, we actually had an anonymous source reach out to us, and this person had actually applied for the position. So
was this Sophie?
Sophie's not in Cronulla. So yeah, that's why she's not here. She's actually taken up the job. So we have cited this alleged email correspondence. Now, the girl was really interested in the position, and when she followed it up, she was allegedly told by Sarah that she was seeking an intern to embark on an unpaid internship. Now, this is despite advertising the position as paid and basically saying that this person would have Sarah's whole life in her hands. Now, you think that you would want to pay someone that was going to have this amount of responsibility?
I know, especially because it's like, oh, we're looking for someone trustworthy, because you'd assume that they're going to be in your life. It's kind of like when, because I've been watching a lot of royal family documentaries, it's kind of like when all the workers go rogue and tell all of their secrets because they're not being paid enough. I feel like this is going to happen to influencers. So the tasks Sarah outlined to our source were pretty full on for an unpaid position. Kate, do you want to hear what they included?
I definitely do. I can guess. Well, I can guess some of the things that would have been included.
So it's picking up errands from the post office.
Yep, typical influencer behavior. Yeah. Yep.
Running errands, emails, Facebook management, Instagram upkeep, filming assistant, sending invoices and organizing Sarah's schedule. Her email also went on to say that she's looking for someone who has content creation skills, camera and photography basics, and that invoicing and accounting skills were a bonus but not essential. So to me, this does sound like a paid position.
I definitely think this person deserved payment, considering how much influencers do make from their brand deals. It seems quite unreasonable to expect that amount of work and flexibility from someone.
Oh, definitely. And it sounded like a full-time workload. It said that she'd need this person all day sometimes, and she'd need to be able to call them after work hours and all of this kind of thing. It sounded pretty full-on.
Well, I feel like there are some legalities around unpaid work, because I know universities seem to be clamping down on businesses that seem to want to exploit the internship programs.
So there are actually instances where work experience or unpaid internships are actually lawful. And as you mentioned, Kate, this is in instances where it's lined up by the university. So the main thing is the person must not be doing productive work, and the main benefit of the work experience should be to the person who is actually doing the placement. So they're meant to be learning on the job and getting experience, and it must be clear that the person is receiving a meaningful learning experience, training or skill or development.
Yeah, and as if it is a part of a vocational placement, it needs to be a formal part of education or a training course in order to be lawfully unpaid.
Yeah.
And it does not seem like this job fits into those categories. It's interesting because I feel like there are so many companies out there that do offer unpaid internships, and it's just this thing that people accept as young people because they just want to get their foot in the door anywhere and get experience on their resume.
Yeah, but don't you think it must be this thing as well where a lot of influencers know that a lot of their followers are in awe of them and that they just want to be around them, so they'll do this free work for them?
Yeah, well, I think the really intriguing part of this story is that Sarah's friend Tanika is her current PA, and it appears that she has been her PA for quite a long time now. Taking a look at Tanika's LinkedIn, she says she's been working with Sarah since May 2016. So this post looking for an intern was shared on May 2017. So the dates don't really add up there.
I think sometimes LinkedIn gets the dates wrong. I think it might have been May 2017. But what's really interesting is I was a bit of a super sleuth and I was checking out Tanika's Instagram, and she used to work as a flight attendant. However, it only said on her Instagram that she stopped working at Virgin in September 2020, and that was due to being made redundant because of COVID. So whether she was balancing being Sarah's PA for half the time and then a flight attendant for the other half, it's all very odd.
Yeah, well, I've definitely seen vision of Tanika in the office with Sarah and the team working. Mm. So I just assumed it was on a full-time basis, but it does make sense that she would be able to do her work as a flight attendant as well as balance the PA role. I just think it's really interesting to know whether that's how Tanika and Sarah became friends through this unpaid arrangement, or whether Sarah couldn't find anyone that wanted to do the unpaid work and then got her friend. That's where things are a little bit blurry.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like she was really up for making friends in the Healthy Rig group. So maybe Tanika was a member of that. But there were some pretty juicy tidbits also unearthed on the Healthy Rig's Facebook page. Kate, you've got to run us through some of them, because this kind of made me feel awkward, because I was like, oh my God, it's the awful moment where you forget what you've written online.
Well, I was surprised that she was writing these kind of stuff in this Facebook group, because she has had a big following for quite a few years, and some of these posts dated back to 2018. So one of the posts that I found really funny was on January 18th, 2015, Sarah wrote, "Does anyone have the new Kayla Estenis BBG 2.0 guide?" Now, it appears she was looking for a free link to download this guide, which is quite hilarious considering she now sells her own fitness ebooks now that are quite expensive. So someone replied to Sarah on the post and said, "Scroll down a bit," because another girl just asked the same question. And Sarah replied, "That was just the fitness ebook, though. I want the clean eating one, but it's so expensive."
Look, she's got a point.
That was quite ironic.
She's got a point. I remember back in 2015 and everyone was just passing around the link to poor Kayla's books. It was so expensive.
Who didn't download that for free?
I remember paying for her food guide because I wanted some vegetarian recipes, but that was after I interviewed her. So I felt like
See, I got a free link for the first one that I did a few times.
Well, there was another post in February of 2018 and she wrote, "Okay, so this is random, but whatevs. I'm advertising on Airtasker for someone to come to my apartment after lunch, clean it, do some laundry and help unpack my luggage from a trip. I'm in Cronulla, so if anyone's a boss babe, cleaner with a knack for organization and wants $100 cash in hand, then please help a sister out. Needs to be available after 1 p.m., working roughly 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
This one cracked me up because Sarah's day really does promote herself as being a domestic princess, as she calls it. And the fact that she publicly reached out for someone to help unpack her luggage, I think we've all been there. It is literally the worst job to do once you've come back from a trip.
But how trusting is she? Because in 2018, she was huge. And you've got someone unpacking your luggage and cleaning your house.
I would hate for someone to go through my luggage and unpack it. Like, there's all your dirty undies and stuff in there. I was surprised that it was only $100 cash in hand, because for 3 hours, that's not really that attractive.
Yeah, well, maybe they were going to rock up and it was just going to be, actually, this is a free position if you want to go through my bag.
Well, this last post that we're going to read out particularly cracked me up too, because it just seems to kind of go against her online image that she's presenting, because a lot of people will know that Sarah's day really built her brand on her skincare, because she had really bad hormonal acne that she claims she managed to cure using holistic methods. Now, on the 29th of November 2016, Sarah wrote, "A month worth of sleepovers at the man friend's house has left my skin absolutely rank. My breakouts are definitely due to my laziness and not washing my face in his gross bachelor pad sink. Does anyone know of any good and not too expensive facials in Miranda? I want to go now."
Poor Kurt. He's always getting bagged for that bachelor pad, isn't he?
I know. I just thought it was hilarious because she's often promoting so many skincare companies. It's just so relatable to be like, oh, I actually couldn't be stuffed to remove my makeup for a month.
Yeah, I actually like this 2016 Sarah's Day that's just being real and raw and honest, saying she can't be stuffed to wash her face. Kate, on the topic of old messages surfacing, I feel quite lucky that we're in our early 30s, because I feel like back in the day, you would go and have these conversations with strangers on a forum where it wouldn't actually have your name attached to it. Because I'm trying to think
of Gaia forum back in the day. God, if you're, hopefully that's gone.
Because I was going to say, can you imagine some of the embarrassing cringe stuff you said on that forum and it being like surfacing now?
Oh my gosh, I found my MySpace page probably like 6 years ago now, and I was horrified. Like, not because there were offensive comments on it, but I had like Dean Geyer on the background, and it was just horrific.
What's wrong with that? I remember I found my MySpace page, and I couldn't remember the password. And so the only way you could remove it is if you sent through a picture of you holding your passport or a driver's license to say that you wanted it removed. Or I think this is what Sophie did. She actually got mum to write an email, because apparently if you were someone's parent, you could also get it removed.
See, I think I just reported mine and it got removed. Well, I hope it's gone. Call and set the stop, give it up. No more getting blind, or they'll give you up. Get the chop, out on your behind. My, 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 I, I. Woo! My, 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 footballer.
On Thursday, Mia Favola announced she had split from her partner, Western Bulldogs footballer Jamara Ugle-Hagan. On her Instagram story, Mia wrote, "Thank you to everyone for all the photos and messages. Jamara and I have now gone our separate ways. I appreciate your messages and thank you for respecting my privacy."
The timing of this was very intriguing, because I found this out just when I had finished listening to Shameless's episode on Thursday. Now, for those who didn't listen to the episode, Shameless had a mailbag question sent in from an anonymous person saying, wanting advice about what they should do because they had seen a photo of an influencer's boyfriend kissing someone else. And they were wondering, should they reach out and tell the influencer or should they stay out of it? And the Shameless girls didn't name who the influencer was, but Mia is a very big influencer in Melbourne, where Shameless record their podcast and are based. So it did make me think, are these stories connected somehow?
So what was their advice? Did they say that you should tell the influencer?
No, they were very much of the opinion that they should keep it to themselves, because how sure can you be? Well, there was some sort of discrepancies around how 100% certain they were that it was this influencer. And the person had sent in saying that they would want to remain anonymous and do it in some kind of burner account. So Michelle and Zara were saying, well, if you're not happy to put your own name to it, I would suggest not doing it. And that if the photo is circulating, then it's most likely been sent to the influencer already or a family member.
Well, it seems like it's quite likely they were talking about Mia, because she's gone on to remove all the photos on her Instagram account of her and Jamara together. And there's been lots of Insta stories of Jamara and the Bulldogs players partying in Perth surrounded by women. And this is, of course, after the Bulldogs' loss at the grand final last weekend.
Well, we were joking around that we would not like to be any of the partners of these players because Victoria's in lockdown and the players have escaped to Western Australia, where they can go and party and do all their Mad Mondays. And a lot of them were interviewed after the game, and they're like, oh, so when are you going back to Melbourne? And they were acting as if it's just sort of like this open-ended thing. Like, a lot of them didn't know when they were going home.
I would be so pissed off. I'd be like, just come home. This is ridiculous.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode.
And if you did enjoy the show and you haven't already, could you please go and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts? And also, don't forget to subscribe on Apple and Spotify, because it really does help the podcast out.
And if you want to continue the conversation, join our Facebook community at Outspoken, the podcast community.